welcome back, Sense8s. We are going to be talking about Season 2, Episode 10, right here, right now. Let's do it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, really great song choice there, Carrie Lane. I love it. I love this song. Kind of festive because I don't want the show to end. Hello, everybody. I'm just going to put my feelings all the way down. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV. We are talking about Sense8 because it's awesome. I am your host, Alexis Torres. You can find me all over social media at atorres890. Of course, I can't do this show alone. I've got the beautiful Joelle Monique over here.
Hey, guys. It's Joelle Monique. You can find me all over the internet at Joelle Monique every week at blackgirlnerds.com.
I'm going to start from my far left over
all
there.
All over.
The man of the hour.
How you doing? Oh, my name is Zach Silverman. You can find me all across social media at Zach with a CH Silverman 2 and at thezachsilverman.com.
And the lady with 13 wigs, Carrie D. Lane.
You know what? And I was like, oh, I don't have a pink one. I would have worn
it. It's okay.
But,
you know,
I
so
like
cool.
the green.
I thought
about it. Oh, thank
it's
you.
Nice.
It works.
It's Anime Expo, so you know, I came from there.
Living the life.
Just for all of
so
you
jealous.
And these people.
So
yeah.
jealous.
I wish I was there.
My name is Carrie Lane. You can find me and my Anime Expo adventures on social media at Carrie D. Lane, KARIDLANE. And a shout out to L Royalty Clothing. This is a romper that she made, and you can see other photos of that in
it's
video.
Super cute.
No, super
Thank
cute.
You.
I want one for my own, even though I can't wear them. But anyway, don't forget, guys, to check us out. We are live right now, so hit us up on the live chat. Carrie Lane has that. Zach has that.
Yep.
I will eventually
we
get
will
there
chat
whenever
with you.
My computer gets there.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I know we only have this episode and the next episode, so again, guys, I'm going to say it out loud. No spoilers.
Mm-hmm.
We only have one more episode. Just
yep.
stick through it, and we will get there, I promise. But I'm so happy that you guys are all here.
Yay!
So,
full panel.
So yeah, full panel.
Yay. Welcome back, Joelle.
I mean, Joelle's hustling,
yes.
so it's all good.
Yeah.
All good in the hood.
Get
she's
it, girl.
On, she's on field missions. It's a thing. So how did we feel? Second to last episode, how did we feel? Initial thoughts before we get
so
into the nitty gritty. Yeah.
So good and so many emotions. And I watched it here at the studio, which is
you?
A completely different experience than watching it at home because I'm like, trying to be quiet because our studio, you don't want to make too much noise.
It's hard to watch it here.
And then it's
it
interesting
is.
Having people behind you and like
the scenes
Lito
that are
and Hernando
going on. Oh my
scene
God.
Comes up and I'm like,
yeah.
I had like a group of people behind me when I was watching right out here and I was just like, oh, I might just want to do this.
It makes
real quick.
You feel bad because
like,
you're
like, what are they like thinking
about? I was
like, it's
from here to eternity. Calm down, guys.
I'm
reference, okay?
I mean, how do you think I feel when I'm watching like at my
oh
desk?
Oh my God, yeah, I can only
and
imagine.
And so like
now.
When people are coming by and they're just like, hey, Alexis, I need that.
Oh.
You know what? I'll come back. It's
like
cool.
Like porn?
Clearly.
Why I work, Alexis?
Because I can. It's also because I'm in a cubicle, not first.
yeah.
Oh, Lord. But let's get into it because there's a lot of things. There's a lot of things I want to talk about.
Yes, please.
So let's start with Kala because I want to know your thoughts about this this next step
this
that we
next
have
step
going
that they're
on.
Both taking.
So we had Kala. She's making blockers. She made
yep.
one.
Yeah.
And she's obviously weary about making that or testing
Using
them to
it,
see if they
Yeah.
yeah. Mm-hmm. And Riley is totally willing to try it, but it's,
yeah.
I do like that they weren't like, oh, just take it and we'll just wing it and
But
see
she wasn't
how it goes.
There with her, right?
No, but she is planning
to go
to Bali.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yes, which is
going
to be interesting. And
She's
of course
quite the
we,
hopper going all over
I'm
the place,
okay with
man.
It. I want Riley to go everywhere,
yeah.
but I also want everybody to meet up. But I did like their plan, and I did like that they were able to kind of understand where Kala is clearly confused about because she's really hitting that wall, guys.
Yeah.
Their
mm.
plane conversation, though, was so
that was cute.
I was just feelings. I know, they're just so cute together and sweet, but also this idea of like, it's like the virginity loss conversation when you tell your best friend and you're like, oh my God, I have to tell you something. It was like that, but on a totally new and different level,
yeah.
and I really enjoyed exploring that.
And
you know what's
was,
cool about this
yeah,
conversation, though? There's actually like sub-clusters within the cluster itself, because she,
yeah.
Kala was even like, what's it like? And I mean, she has that connection with Wolfie, but she's like, what's it like to like kiss him or to love him? And it's she couldn't describe it, and when she was like going into the whole sex part, she's like, oh, and like, well, how did she phrase
words
it?
Can't describe
words can't
it.
Describe
yeah.
it. But even like, she's feeling the same pain, and the whole cluster is feeling Will's pain, but like, I feel like Riley is feeling it like even worse because she's that
sure.
much connected to him.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I like that that's
it's a great concept.
They,
it's really cool.
Yeah, exactly, of how they brought
mm-hmm.
that up, but I also love that they didn't really like stem on that too long.
No, they didn't
she
need
wanted to.
To
go
yeah.
straight into more of the positive light of like, so the sex part, how does
yeah.
that work? So I really liked that. And the fact that she's willing to go travel to work things out. And then we get another person who's willing to travel.
Both of them are.
Which is
mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Wolfie.
Yeah.
Did anybody actually think that this is the way it was going to go in this episode? Like them finally kind of admitting that they have feelings for each other. In that, I mean, we knew that they have feelings for each other, but Kala obviously has been going back and forth.
Yeah.
Like, do you think that she's actually, like, put that in stone? That this
I think
is
she kind of has.
She made this smart plan of, like, no, don't come to my city. I can't go to your city. Let's just go somewhere else.
No, she wanted to go to his city, which is, like,
I know,
stupid.
But he goes, you can't.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm like,
so
why would you
the,
entertain
okay,
that?
Okay, fine. Let's just go somewhere else.
Well, because they're in love and they want to be together.
They can go to London. They can go.
I've been waiting for you to get here. This part. Because when we did the Christmas episode, Joel had feelings and thoughts.
Come on.
And hopes and dreams.
So cute. Perfect together. I love them.
We see such a different side of Wolfie. I mean, he's such a badass for, like, so many episodes. Mm-hmm. And then I almost forget. And then, like, you're hearing him say, like, these romantic things. And I'm just like, the bohemian in him is coming out. And I'm just like,
not even him just saying them, like, him taking in those words. Like, Wolfie hasn't had a lot of people to say very nice things.
He hasn't
to
at all.
Like,
I know.
His friends are not the kind of affectionate people that you might occasionally need in your life. And so I really appreciate, like, just getting to watch him soak in all of the kind, loving things that she's saying. And I'm like, these two are so meant to be together. Like, oh my gosh, I cannot wait.
Yeah,
and then she's still loyal to her husband in terms of, like, okay, but I can't hurt
him.
I'll
tell the truth, yeah.
Yeah, we gotta be practical.
Nice.
How do we feel how that's gonna go?
I'm waiting for it to the thing to that
the
we
box,
the box
present?
To be a problem so they'll make it clean or break.
Okay.
Oh.
Do you think she'll actually get out? Do you think that this is
it
going to
it might make
hinder
her easier to push away.
No, that's not what I meant.
Oh.
Let's say it is a bomb or something that comes up and maybe she can't go because something's holding her back, whether it's an injury or a kidnapping or whatever.
But
I don't know, man.
I think it's interesting. But,
is anyone concerned Rajan isn't coming home? Or is already partially home?
Or maybe that's a piece of him in that box?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. We kind of ruled out it was not going to be a bomb, though.
Yeah.
But
we don't.
A piece of Rajan. Oh, that's just.
That's what I said. I was like, again, I'm a garbage human being. And I watched the worst
thing. We thought it was going to be some blackmail or something.
No. It's like a finger.
The box feels like
his
head size.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the whole
from what? His, like, skeevy friend?
Yeah. We don't know what's up with
that
guy.
That would be a huge twist.
And I don't trust him.
I'm just saying, I don't think it's going to happen. I'm just because Joel knows me very well. I'm like, I always think the worst thing, and then when it's not, I'm like, okay, I feel better.
Renji says Kala should just rip the Band-Aid off from her husband, or with her husband.
No, I agree.
I think it's been going on for too long.
Clearly, she's having turmoil about it. Like, you can't sit there and be like, you know what? You can't sit there and make a decision if you're clearly already pushing in the other direction.
Yeah.
It's clear as day.
She seemed to specify, like, I love my husband, but you...
That's a whole
different level. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Speaking of a whole different level.
Mm. Yes.
Will. Guys, let's talk about Will.
Sad.
Will clearly is going through a terrible, terrible loss of his father, and obviously he's going through the guilt through his grief of not being
there,
and obviously all of this stuff might be happening because of him, and this and this and this.
And the closure he'll never get.
And the closure he'll never get, which is unfortunate. I mean, he had it, but it wasn't...
It wasn't enough.
It hurts.
And then freaking Whispers comes in and just... turns the knife.
Yeah,
I'm like, get out of his head. God.
I actually really appreciated this because I'm like, this is exactly the motivation that we need. This right here.
Yeah.
Like, F you, Whispers. I can't wait till we put a bullet in his head.
Okay,
like,
I have a question, actually.
So satisfactory.
So, you know
I need him to die.
Yeah,
right?
He needs to go away. You know how Whispers can inflict on people and, like, he's kind of doing that to Will? Did he impose the image of Angela saying, like, oh, it's okay, I've gone down this rabbit hole before and I didn't know how to get back?
No.
I think he's
was that really Angela? Because she was kind of, like, telling him, I thought, like, because she's dead, he could only get memories of what she was doing, not these new things.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like
I don't think so.
I feel like she's been kind of part of their world for a while.
There's definitely something weird going on though, because
she's definitely dead. She's
this shit.
We know
she's
that.
Not,
we
well,
know
I mean,
that.
What's
we,
his name?
We saw her die.
Yes, I know.
But we also thought we saw
Jonas die. Exactly. So I'm like, why is she keep coming up?
And also, it was okay. Look, here's. I'm going to save some of these things for predictions, but the thing that really weirded me out is when she was like, so, hey, I remember being here, and it's awful.
Yeah.
And it felt a lot less like I'm sympathizing with you and a lot more like you should take these drugs.
Yeah, I thought he went from the blockers to picking up the heroin. I was
already very confused about what Angela has been doing with her cluster.
Yeah.
We see her pouring gas on people and
snorting the blockers, right?
Yeah.
I think that's what it was. Yeah. Well, that was with Whispers, though.
I know, but like...
It's smarter for... Okay, the reason he snorted is because it happens faster.
Yeah.
Get the hell up out of my brain. It's concerning behavior, but if whispers it was in my head, that's also how I would take my drug and get out.
Yeah. I know, but the bad thing was he also, as you could see clearly in my notes where I put, he fucked up.
He fucked
because
it up.
Of the fact
he was
that
so
he...
so out of it.
Because of the fact that he took the blocker straight, it messed with him a little bit.
Yeah.
And clearly he wasn't there to
Kathy
help.
Kathy is really could have been hurt. That was scary.
Yeah. And we'll get to him. He's going to be our
Havoc says... they could access Angela through Jonas. It's memories and echoes with Angelo. Yeah, with Angelo.
It makes sense. Because every time that we see her, it's either a memory or her just kind of hanging out.
Yeah.
So okay. I'll take that. But yes, I was upset with Will that I was like, we needed you in this moment because, yes, Caffey's could have died.
Yeah.
But also, his father literally just died. So I can't blame him.
Yeah. When we get to him. But yeah.
So, let's go on a lighter note.
Longer name there, but fun. Lime Green Yummy says, they will always have access to Angelica with or without Jonas.
Got it.
Yeah,
because
she's
to know.
The mother of the cluster.
It makes sense.
The idea of echoes. It's like,
that's a cool phrasing.
More like a spirited guide. I'll take it.
So,
Lito.
Lito. Went to Hollywood.
I'm excited about.
Yes.
Okay, so I have mixed feelings about this whole thing.
Tell us.
So Hollywood looks amazing. Super excited for Lito. Everything was working out real well. One son. Girl. Why? Why? It wasn't her fault. He was like, I need a sidecar. And I was like, right now, of all times.
I feel like, okay, one, she couldn't control that.
No, I know.
And two, I like the way Lito worked it out. He's like, okay, you want to hear some truth?
I need a minute.
He pulled a total actor stunt and was like, crap, I need a minute. I'm going to tell you a true story. Let me get into my truth, and then I'll be able to channel that truth to you. And it played, like, you can be quirky and weird and be an actor. And, like, I feel like agents and directors and producers eat that shit up. They're like, yes, unique, artist, love it.
So do you think he was actually... pretending to make a sidecar in that moment
and
going through the actions, or
it.
He was just talking about it?
I think he was just talking about it.
That's what
which
I got
feels
from
like
that.
An acting exercise
a little
to
bit,
me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I something to prep him.
He started doing the motions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like they
like,
could
went
see
to drop.
That.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. I was...
I mean, he did the smart thing of an actor of like, yeah, take the minute, make some weird sounds so that they could just be like, okay, you're a weird actor doing your thing.
Yeah.
He covered it.
And
so
then
well.
Son had
his
back
sounds.
Right there.
Oh,
she was
yeah.
like,
oh,
I have a story. I don't live this story.
I just, that anxiety probe. I was like, come on, right now, of all times. Curse
but
you,
dude,
writers.
She could have had some danger happen.
No, oh, man, she could have been fired and the whole plan.
And then the whole plan
would
have
went out the window.
Yeah.
You know what's funny, though? Didn't make a sidecar the right way.
Did he not?
He used Jack Daniels when it's supposed to be cognac.
Huh.
Come on, guys. Come on. Unless the bottle was different. I mean, Jack Daniels is pretty...
It looks like a Jack Daniels bottle. Yeah,
and it was
I'll
a lot lighter when,
it, weird.
When it poured out. So.
Yeah, I was very
just
confused.
Saying.
Whatever.
It's okay.
Maybe their sidecar is different.
Oh, that's
or are
true.
They trying to
maybe
say something
Korea
about...
Maybe Korea does it differently?
Yeah, maybe Korea does it.
Jack Daniels? That's whiskey. Whiskey and cognac is so different. Okay.
I don't know.
Hey, I don't know.
No, I totally
that's about the only, like, easy,
I feel like maybe the show is making a statement about how to make the best sidecar. Because they're really good about... Well, no. Okay, what? I love that you, like, were able to see that.
Yeah,
that's because
like
I bartend, so I'm just
Hey, wait. Remember how we were talking about clusters of who knows a bartender? We have our bartender.
Hey!
What was that?
Remember, like, a while ago, we... when we first saw Lito bartend, it was a great discussion with all of you watching live. We're kind of like, okay, wait, how many people actually know bartenders? And someone in the chat's like, come on, think about 8 people you know, and you probably know a bartender.
One of them, yeah.
And then
I actually know like several, but yes, I like that. I think that's really nice because we were talking about like special skills that we would have.
Yeah,
and that would be nice.
And then Renji pointed out, and I agree. I think this was the time Sun let her guard down. She finally
cried.
Yeah.
She did, and that's what we needed. It just like again because my brain was like, why? Why are we doing this right now? But I think it was very necessary, especially because, guys, I don't know what it is. I don't like Andy Dick. I really don't.
Oh, my God. This is the second time he's coming into my life. I'm like, why are you... like? And on Netflix, too. He was on the show Love for the second season, and he played himself, Andy Dick. Oh, he did a great job. I'm like, Andy Dick, I thought you were in the 90s. What happened?
Is it preconceived notions of Andy Dick? romantic?
No, yeah. No, no. There's, it's more of a personal thing. I'm not going to get into it. Okay, but anyway, no, I think he's a great actor.
He was toned down in this.
He was very toned down. I will give you that.
Which was,
I'm super suspicious. And then I was, as the scene kept going, I'm just like, I'm just waiting for this all to implode.
Yeah.
Why? We don't have an actor. We see. I feel like,
I know, but then I was worried too of like him getting attention that Hernando would maybe be like, whoa.
No,
wait.
See, you know,
just everything. I was waiting for everything to go
wrong. I actually wasn't suspicious of Andy Dick's character. I'm actually suspicious of Blake.
Blake.
Me too.
Are they going to become a foursome? Because it was getting very intimate in that circle. I said, whoa.
Yeah. I definitely saw. He had more interest in Danny, though.
He did.
He like zoned right in on her.
I think he was interested in both.
Actually, all three of them.
See, I think what it was, he wanted to impress Hernando. Because he knew he had to have like such intimate scenes with his boyfriend, and he wanted him to like respect him, and be like, "Hey, listen, I'm just gonna be
playing this character."
Give us a tea, Carrie. I did not get that vibe. Give us a tea. Tell us why. Why you think that?
Just the way he was looking. I was worried that like, yeah, I'm worried that he's Hernando's gonna be super jealous. I'm worried that
we love the gay drama. So like,
I know. I was like, no.
It's the thing for me as a film artist is that it was that zoom for the reveal. Like when it zoomed in and he did that slow turn with his drink and it was just that one shot of his face. I was like,
I don't like any of that. Back up right now.
It's like how you're worried about people wearing dark colors. Immediately how he was,
it
I was like,
his face.
He's a bad guy.
Which is funny because I like him in other things. He's been
in 30 Rock.
He looks familiar. I just couldn't recognize him.
He plays Danny.
When we were talking about the foursome, possibly, Sarah in the chat goes, Danny would be all into that.
Are you kidding me?
Right?
Oh, my
Danny
God.
Was ready to jump in now. Danny was like, we not fly. You're not the job.
We'll have to make sure the statue's there as well. What is that called?
That was too much. I was like, I'm done. I took all 24 carats. Keep it to yourself.
Like, it's fine. It's even fine if you want to relay that story. That's your business. But you got to keep the actual item away from human beings.
Yeah, that's got to be in your room, waving it around.
Did you clean it? I'm concerned.
Oscar.
Maybe it's the Mexican. I don't like that.
That's disgusting. I'm totally fine. I know. And I was like, you know what would have happened if you got that stuck? That is a whole... Nope, I'm not going to get
it. You'd have been a doctor's best story of the night. Oh my God.
I was
going to
say, there's been
ER
worse
tonight.
Stories of what people get stuck.
There really has been, yeah. Light bulbs.
I've gotten phone calls.
How do I get it out?
I am a retail store person. I cannot
help you
with that. I am not a medical professional.
But I can.
But yeah, I mean, I felt like I couldn't tell if that was like an improv from Andy Dick or if that was just like...
I don't know, because then later on...
They reference it.
They reference it again.
They could have rewrote that for later.
I don't know.
Either way, like I loved our two actors that are now thrown in there. I think it's awesome.
What'd you think about the Mark Jacobs appearance and then like the whole stripping him down thing? See,
I thought that was actually kind of funny. That made me nervous
because I was just like, because you even saw Hernando. He like went to
like he kept getting pushed aside. Yeah, I was worried, we don't care about you.
He looked towards somebody and he was like, is this? Oh, he looked to the assistant and she's like, it's fine. It's fine, don't worry about it. I think they were trying to portray
that Hollywood has like no rules, especially in like this, I guess,
that level,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. Like this kind of level.
We got a great quote when he was down, stripped naked, you know, Mark Jacobs says, if all the world's a stage, identity is nothing but a costume. And then like that kind of
Yeah.
I brought it full circle. It's like,
all right.
Okay.
How do we feel about our stand-in, our Lady Gaga standing at the piano, and our
Johnny Depp
stand-in?
Lady Gaga standing, I almost thought it was. She looked spot on.
Johnny Depp,
I was like, no.
But she looked like back in her like poker face era, and I was like, are you going back to that? What are we doing? What time is it?
I think that's one of the Johnny Depps off of Hollywood Boulevard, because I've definitely seen that guy before. He looks so familiar.
I'm glad you have a job, sir.
Yeah, I give it to you, man. You got paid that day.
Kerr made me question it was her. Him, I was like, that's not.
That's totally
but
he
looks
good.
Yeah, because Johnny Depp doesn't look like that anymore.
I got what they were going.
Yeah, no, I was okay with it. I was like, yes.
Danny was all excited. Yeah.
I was actually like looking in the background for more people. I was like, who else is here?
Yeah, that's a good point. I totally forgot about that. That like when I watched it, Disney Magic goes. Speaking of Blake, he's been on season 5 and 6 of American Horror Story.
Yes.
That's where he's from.
I forgot to bring that up.
And that I don't trust him kind of thing.
Yeah,
too.
He has
like every
all.
Role that he's played except for Danny on 30 Rock because he played a dummy. He's usually played some sort of like shady character.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't know about this. But also, we don't know.
He's high,
actors,
but.
Oh my God. I'm like, I would do terrible things to that man. But
you're
also
married.
Shut up.
He knows.
He actually does know. Most of the time.
about.
Good, interesting world building thing. Thank you for pointing out. Sarah in the live chat goes, I love how everyone who had to take their clothes off were so happy about it.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Like, yes, Mark Jacob, take some extra.
I know, they're just like, oh,
and I'm like, what is my pants?
The random extras just walking up. Now, were those extras or were they crew people?
I would hope they were crew people. That would make me laugh.
That would be kind of funny.
Like, oh, you want my pants here, take it.
And go Lito and Hernando having very sexy underwear. Like,
I feel like it's just those two. It's just those two who has those type of underwear. I've never seen these draws in my life.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so when I'm in Boys Town in Chicago, there are sex shops on...
Do they sell
the main
those
street?
There?
Oh, yeah, in the front window. Yeah, they have them on the mannequins. So you can see that they just
walk down
so
West Hollywood Boulevard. I mean, there's tons.
But the way that, like, the shape and the cut looked a little bit different. I mean,
like
clearly,
it looked like a female.
Well, they're actually underwear.
Kind of. In the back, it did a little bit. Not
no,
the
it's very. They're very gay underwear.
They look very
soft. I'm okay with it. It looks great. I was just like, the fabric looks a little. I'm not going to get into it. Like, I just undies is like my thing.
They look very nice, and I was like, good thing you had the nice pair on today. Like,
exactly. Both of them
matching pairs. Yes.
I love matching pants.
We actually we have a new sponsor. Our sponsor is MeUndies.
MeUndies!
Speaking of undies, love the underwear. MeUndies is the softest underwear you'll ever wear, similar to, you know, Lito's and
Hey, it looks comfortable.
Looks super soft.
I want them.
They're one of those products that you just have to experience for yourself. I could tell you about them all day long, but feeling is believing.
Yeah.
Every pair of MeUndies is sustainably sourced and made from micromodal, a fabric that's 3 times softer than cotton. Ooh. If you're used to buying boring underwear, MeUndies will change everything, because MeUndies come in all kinds of colors, patterns. They release new limited edition patterns each month that always sell out. This month, we have pattern designs by the legendary 80s clothing brand Cross Colors.
Ooh.
Yes, with names that live up to their bold design and bright colors. Increase D piece, you dig, and the OG. Very cool. You've got to see them for yourself, and right now you'll save 20% off your first pair and receive a free shipping only at MeUndies.com/buzz. There's a reason MeUndies has sold over 5 million pairs to date. You'll feel it when you put them on. And if you don't love your first pair of MeUndies, they're free. So get 20% off your first pair plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/buzz. That's MeUndies.com/buzz. MeUndies.com/buzz. Check them out.
Yes.
Love them.
I like that we're having a discussion in the chat about what kind of underwear our characters
wear.
Oh, I'm totally missing out on all this.
Fernando and Lito usually wore Speedos. That's what I'm usually, like, the actual, like, underwear.
I felt they had boxer briefs at
probably at one point. I would think so. But I felt like as the more risque as we got, I felt like the underwear became shorter. And I was like,
no, here we go. I like this. Thank you, Havoc, in the chat. Maybe you don't remember because you were mentally undressing him.
I mean, damn. Jeez. Yes. Just throw me out there under the bus. The sexy, sexy bus. Okay, anyway. So
maybe they put on their good pair because then it was a pool party, you know? By the beach, too.
They're going to their first Hollywood party. Okay, they're allowed.
So let me ask you this. Yeah, we had an overhead shot. That's probably why they did it. We had an overhead shot of this mansion pool, right?
With gorgeous. Yeah, I wanted to be
beautiful.
A background on that.
How did they get to the beach? Because we're in the hills.
Oh.
How do you get to the beach?
If you drive up the Pacific coast where...
Do you think this was... Because this looks like this was like the Hollywood Hills, not Malibu Hills.
I think it was in the Malibu Hills.
Okay.
Yeah, if you're in the Malibu Hills, it is. It's just a little trip down past the other mansions to the beach.
Yes, past the other mansions.
My worrisome was like, oh, they left Danny up there.
Yeah.
She's up there.
Danny's like, I'm good, don't worry.
She's interested. She's going to take that statue next.
She walked in the door and was like, damn, at the...
Everything that moved, she was like, yes.
Danny's like, I'm home. This is what I've been waiting for.
She's like, I knew it. I knew I belonged here in Hollywood.
Yes. But that beach scene.
That beach scene was great. You know what's awesome? Because I got a double meaning from this. He literally left, and Hernando was like, where'd you go? But I feel like he was in such a daze, he saw him looking out, and that was the same moment when the cluster, we had some scene of a cluster. He almost saw Lito, like, somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I'm wondering whether the shot was like, hey, were you, like, somewhere else in your head, or... Where'd you go from the party, kind of thing?
Mm. Probably could have been both.
It was kind of both. I like to think it's like something bigger.
And that scene was shot so beautifully with the sunset and like they're over their shoulders.
And I love their little. They recreated the scene from. Yeah. Oh my god, I can't remember.
From Your Eternity.
Thank you.
Yes.
Of the fact of them being on the beach, and I love that because it really.
It really took us to that next level of putting two gay men on the beach and recreating it.
You know what's great? I was reading up on both of these actors and I forgot their names. They're both straight, which is interesting. Yeah. And Hernando wasn't present for most of the time. So they had to Skype and phone call and dude WhatsApp all the time to build this connection, and they built this bond and love together.
Yeah.
And everything was choreographed when they were together. So, I mean, they definitely had the love there, which is awesome.
Oh, yeah. No, they're
fantastic. Beautiful. Yeah.
The other thing with the beach, too, is, and I really liked the, this is another moment with the show, I'm like, so many emotions.
Yeah.
Where Hernando's just like, actually realizing your dream is scary, and you're just like, I kind of know what you're talking about. Like, when you're scared to get what you actually want.
You're getting
what
you get what you have, and you're like,
It's too close. Like, I'm not prepared yet. How can this be happening now?
You'll never be prepared. That's the thing.
I loved that, and I loved kind of the way the Andy Dick's character, like, he just loves surprises, and he is so upfront. The idea of, like, you didn't make me cry, so I'm just not completely interested. Transitioning to, oh, by the way, here's a 3-time Oscar winner. You're going to star opposite him. Bye!
Yeah. Deal with it.
I loved that energy, especially for Leto coming up. I don't know how much more we'll get of this story in the next episode, but hopefully we get a little bit more of it in our
I want to see the
finale
movie.
Because...
Oh, I would love to see how he does in the movie. I think he does amazing.
If we get the premiere,
that would be awesome. Yeah.
We could jump ahead.
Yeah, I don't need the movie. I want to know it's a success. Like, and he will get his success in America because he has a success from where he's from. But like, did you see how he was? He was like the schoolboy or like the green actor, the novice actor who's coming into like Hollywood for the first time. You know,
yeah,
he's this big star.
Yeah.
It's great to see him in different light.
And I agree with who is Havoc in the chat says Leto needs to tell Hernando about the cluster.
Yes,
I've been waiting for that.
Really
and Danny
so
could know
patient.
Too.
Danny would love it. I think.
Yeah.
Danny would be
She'd
like,
"Tell me
Leto.
All about the sex."
Yeah.
She totally would.
Oh yeah, sorry. I was just like, the orgy would be very interesting to tell Danny. I think she'd be like,
"Oh my god,
that's not fair."
Yeah, she'd be like,
"Do you think? Do you think Amelita knows?" With
Oh, like the orgies?
Yeah, the orgies. Amanita?
I think Amanita knows everything.
I don't really know if there's a single secret
every
from
single,
Amanita.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Nomi doesn't hide anything from her, clearly.
Yeah. Because they have that best relationship ever.
Yeah,
once.
I did like that we didn't really get a lot of Nomi. She
didn't get
was
any
trying
Nomi.
To, no, we did.
We
she
got
was,
barely.
She was, barely. Yeah, it was literally one
scene.
Techie.
Yeah, the tech
yeah,
thing.
Just
yeah,
just the techie scene.
That means more Nomi in the finale.
Yes.
I'm very excited for that. But yeah, so we pretty much get that whole scene, and it was wonderful, and I can't wait to see what happens in the future for them. If not, maybe we'll just, like, touch on maybe the start of filming, possibly.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I don't, again, because I'm a garbage human being, that maybe something might happen, and it might stop filming.
Right.
I don't know. So,
I was worried about that.
Yeah. But the person that I was most worried about for the entire episode...
Oh, my God,
was
Cap.
One, it was really cool seeing him out, like, not out of his element, but kind of out of his comfort zone for a little bit.
Wearing
a suit and having that whole conversation between her and Leto.
Yeah.
That's so good.
Yeah, of just like, this is not, you know,
this
how
isn't
you,
me.
Yeah. But
it's okay.
So cute.
Yeah, and I loved seeing, like, his mom and everybody just all together, like, really pushing for him. And I think the thing that surprised me the most, but not at the same time, was coming to the rally and seeing the thousands of people.
How many people are
hundreds.
Yeah,
probably
hundreds,
so
hundreds of people, but
it's
still,
so cool
it was influential.
I feel like we've seen so many of our Sense8 cluster do really, like, great things. Like, they've overcome personal things.
Yes.
Like, Kevin's is, like, on a world-changing stage right now.
Yeah,
and
he could be something very big in the universe of Sense8.
And he's our most unassuming character so far.
Yeah.
And for him to take the stage and to have his mother come up and be like, look, everything good and bad that's happened to you is for this moment.
Mm. Yeah.
But nothing, guys, when his friend comes up, I couldn't even. I was like,
best part. Wait, which part?
When he couldn't speak, and he's like, just ride the bus.
I was like, yes.
They are so perfect. Not just that moment, but then talking about being mixed race and being like, this is never a conversation we've had to have.
Yeah.
True story, the only other black person I went to school with besides my brother was my best friend, Camille, who was also mixed race, and we never had these conversations because we didn't need to, but it's exactly why we gravitated toward each other. And so for them to get this moment so right and so beautiful and just be an ode to, like, friendship.
His whole statement, what was it? Love should be a bridge, not a wall.
That is literally going to be my favorite. And the fact that he's like, that he said that, like, our children should not have to go through this. Like,
that transcends so many different messages and so many different things that's happening right now in society.
Absolutely.
How do you say that? The Wachowski brother, sister? What are we
calling
him now?
Sisters.
Siblings.
Yeah,
that's what it is. The Wachowski siblings, they, like, Man, they have they know how to get their point across and kind of predict what's going to be happening in the future. Because I mean, there's a lot of things that are relevant. Yeah, but there's a lot of things that are relevant right now.
Yep. Yeah, but it's also something that even though it's relevant right now, it's probably been always relevant.
So I guess maybe we're going through it, so it just pops up more. You know?
Yeah, of course.
I watched it with my brother, and he was like, "So this is just a direct message to Trump, just like, hey, issues, deal with them."
But yeah, like I said, like even if Trump wasn't there, this is just something that these guys have always been going through. Sure. And they just want people to know about it, especially as you know of gay and color community, like it's just in general, just like trying to find your purpose in life, whether it's career or family or whatever. It's something that I've always loved about the show, and obviously that's why people are we were all upset that the show decided to
canned.
Yeah.
But it's not totally done.
It's not, of course. But like, and obviously we still have one more episode to talk about. So, but yes, but I love that it was just a really touching speech. I love that it was very personable. Also, did we see how much color that was on the screen?
So many black people.
I was like, oh my God, they're all beautiful. But it was, but then as soon as like, I saw some pushing happening at one point, I was like, oh.
Well, we saw Superpower walking through and we thought he started something, but it was really the guy behind him that was
I didn't even think that it was him. I thought he was trying to just leave. And all of a sudden just crap started
What I like about this moment a lot is if you guys have ever seen the documentary, oh my God, I think it's Give Me Shelter. This looks exactly like in 1972 in San Francisco, there's a concert right after Woodstock, and it's going to be the next Woodstock. And, oh my gosh, I cannot remember names. A band performs, and the Hell's Angels start a fight in the crowd.
And people can tell
is it the Hell's Angels? Is it the police? If you watch this documentary, this is shot very similarly. It's a really large shot of a crowd. You see people moving, and then there's, like, some shoving, but you can't really... It's really
out of the
door.
It's hard to tell what's going on,
So I really appreciated that. It was really real.
No, it was really cool to see that, especially because there were some people who were trying to stop it, and there were other people who
Cat was up. He's like, no violence or peace.
And I like that he still had like the mic on him so that you can clearly hear it instead of him just like
ballsy of him after the firebomb got thrown. No, he was like up there. He's like telling people to stop afterwards.
Yeah, and that's the one thing I love that it wasn't just like pandemonium. And they just kind of took him off the stage. Like he was trying to calm everybody down as much as they could. Did you guys think what was going to happen next? Like, did you guys predict that?
I kind of saw that coming.
Okay,
We had the three episodes. We were talking about it. We're like, where was his security guard?
Yeah,
where was like right after he was hired. He was gone, and then superpower came in with the gun, and we're all like. He just got detailed. Like,
I wasn't even sure who at first was grabbing him, but I agreed with him instantly. Well, I was like, yes, get away from your family. You're the target.
Yeah,
get your
that's
mom
the first
to safety.
Thing I thought of.
This is smart. And I leave the crowd, and I'm like, why are you waking up, Will? That shouldn't be.
Yeah, that was
my tip off. I was like, ooh, this isn't good. But also, I was like, you should have woken up earlier to help out, you dummy.
And I kind of get, though, separating him from his family, though, as like, that is a safety precaution, because people are trying to get you. You shouldn't be right next to him.
No,
cool, got that.
Especially there's a child with you, you know?
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that next step of, like, Will obviously trying to move and block. And
I just thought him because of cops. Like, at first I'm like, well, why is he waking up? Maybe it's cops. He has some connection.
No, and then I'm like, disarray to wake up like that.
Oh, this is going bad.
Yeah, as soon as he said, it's a trap.
He's got a knife
like,
or something,
Star Wars reference? What's going on? And then I was like, oh, that makes sense. And he said, oh, he's got a knife. I was like, this is it.
I just thought it was a trap of, like, get to the van and blow up or something.
Yeah, I'm so glad Sun was getting kidnapped.
I thought Sun would come out more. I mean, we got one brief, but
she was preoccupied, though. She can't, like, she couldn't just stop and do whatever she was doing. She was there for a little bit, but she couldn't stay for too long.
No,
that's the other problem with only having two fighters in one cluster. If one's preoccupied.
Wolfie's a fighter, too, but
Wolfie never joined the fight.
Yeah, I thought that was
weird.
But maybe we didn't have time, you know?
I mean, but he still could have done something.
If you notice, Wolfie didn't really have that many lines besides our Wolfie Kala moment. He was always just there.
Yeah. Though he's a very... Of all the people in the cluster, he is kind of the most, like...
Particularly this season. I feel like he had such a strong arc last season.
Yeah.
Like, in order to bring Caffeus to the front, who had a very small kind of arc last season.
I feel like
season,
with Wolfie, for this was like the Justice League, he's like, kind of like Batman, where he's like, I'll do whatever I want. You know?
Oh, he's totally Batman. That is awesome reference. That's amazing.
Like, he's there, and then he's like, all right, I'll be here if you need me, but really, I got other things to do. I knew you'd get my reference.
You broke me. That's why.
I tried. Just one episode. But yes, I was worried for him. I'm glad that he didn't get completely hurt. He did get slashed a little bit on there. But I wasn't expecting who was going to save him. Did you?
I wasn't... Okay, here's what I wasn't expecting. Like, clearly they have... They've been... They're bonded. Clearly, like, yeah. His look says they're to connected. Me, I'm an important character because clearly. Your look is amazing.
Yes.
What I wasn't expecting was the second body drop when he just shoots into the car. I was like, oh, it's on now.
That was a little weird.
Who do we know this person? Yeah, do they deserve to die? No. I don't know.
I thought they were bad security, too.
Now, that's what I thought.
I think they all were. They all were bad security.
I don't want just some random person getting killed just for benefit.
No, I felt he was a suit. Like the way the other one was.
Yeah. And then I also found it hilarious when Will was like, he's got the safety on. Like, there's no harm.
That was funny.
More than that, his finger wasn't even on the trigger. His finger was like on the side. Yeah. I was like looking at it. They made it very obvious.
That's for safety to me.
That's not for safety.
No, when you're driving in a car, if you don't know how to tell the safety is on or off, you don't put your finger on the trigger in a bumpy car when you're pointing at somebody.
No, God, you don't do that.
Especially if you're about to, I assume, my assumption was, oh, is he going to ransom him?
Or have him like do his dirty work of like using him to get to Mandiba and actually kill him.
I was like, are you in their pocket now?
I mean, I was also scared about his family because if his security was bad, did they just kidnap his entire family and try to kill them? Like there was so many things going on, but I was glad that his family got there safe at the home and the fact that even though his mother looked like she wanted to tell him to stop doing, she kind of like reserved herself because the crowd was so moved. And I did like that they decided, they're like, hey, just because this happened doesn't mean that it went terribly. Everybody loved your speech. Everybody's moved.
I love that we get this moment of like, every time an angel cries, it gets sweet. Like, I want to vote because of you. And I'm it's cheesy, but I'll take it. It's cute
from her.
Yeah, I will take it.
If any
like,
other random
kid, if it was like J-Lo, I'll be like, stop.
I don't even know who you are.
Stop.
Get out of here.
So it was nice. I appreciated it, and I like that it kind of sparked something in him of like, okay, I am doing something right, even though Mandiba clearly wants me he's afraid of you.
Yeah.
So that was really, really cool. So,
which is what they predicted before, because they were like, how dangerous it is towards you shows how much they're afraid of you.
Exactly. And it was just, it's just awesome. Like, I love it so much. So, any last minute thoughts before we get into predictions?
We didn't really tie in how Will, him and Cassius talk. That was so rewarding, too, because, I mean, the moment where Cassius is like, I forgive you because I understand. Oh, yeah. I went crazy when my dad was killed. So I get it.
Again, Will's dad just died.
Yeah.
So you can't get completely mad at him that he wasn't fully there. But at the same time, I understand that the stakes are high.
And
Riley did it kind of well. She's like, okay, I understand, but you can't. Like, it's one of those, it's okay to mourn. You can't but dive into the deep end.
And then she talked to him like a kid, like, okay, so that was bad.
Yeah.
Like,
you can't do that again.
We can do better.
Yes.
That's sweet.
But they were still supportive.
But it was really, of course. And everyone's like, we're here for each other.
Yeah. This is the time to actually band together a little bit more than what we did before.
And how they all came together on the stage too. We didn't really mention that.
But it was still very
That was my red flag of like something ain't right if Will's not here.
It's wrong.
So like that was cute of like them coming together, and then at the end too of like we're all here for each other. And I think all of them like remember and forget that they have this support network.
I also forgot. So we had the awesome transformation scene of when Will is getting ready and shaving. Sun is also getting ready. And then we get obviously the scenes of
she looks super cute. That pink wig and blush.
I can't remember her brother. I know, right? His brother's name, June Kim. I don't want to mess that up. He's walking in and just, you know, schmoozing and doing whatever. Even though, like, if you look really, you can see a twinge of fear behind those eyes, just a little.
Oh, like he's looking around
of him.
Of just the situation, because when he gets out of the limo, he kind of looked around and he was like,
Because Sun's been on the run, so
he has to know something, or at least just maybe
he's worried about the smuggling of their money that they're trying to launder the money, right? Because they just have all this money that they're gonna funnel through this party.
There's a lot at stake here, and I think that he's feeling the pressure, but he's trying to hide it within this giant party.
Yeah.
And so it's very interesting. And the fact that they kind of comforted her of how, like, you know, if this needs to happen, like, if we fail for whatever reason, you have to just kill him, we will be okay with that. Like, I liked that talk. Because I didn't know if she was just going to go rogue.
Oh, she's like, are you going
to
stop me?
It sounded a lot to me like Wolfie was like, we're just going to kill him. Like,
that was the discussions. But
he's got to die now.
Yeah, but I felt like they were going to at least try, like, to do the right thing.
They talk it out well of like, well, we'll get the evidence. Will's like, no, we can't. It's incriminating. So it's like a good discussion.
They
it's not
sure
just like
become
dumb.
A team.
Yes. Yeah.
I like this bonding. I like the use of we and us.
Yeah.
It almost feels like you and I.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, they're not even you and I, but just I, like me.
It's weird. So they're acting as if they're one person, but
Yes.
Yeah, and that's what I think really, that's why I was really sad that it ended there, but I know that the next episode is going to be epic. I was like, why? Why would you do this? Just give me a glimpse. Just a tiny glimpse.
You know what, though? It's not as bad as the emotional one. With where it's like, and I'm like, that's the end?
Yeah.
Can't do that.
Just deal with your feelings.
I know.
This one had like another roller coaster of like happy, awesome, creepy, really nervous, and sad, and happy.
I was scared.
The Wachowskis are really leaning into their Game of Thrones style of storytelling.
It's awesome.
Which is exciting, really awesome. Mixed with their like sci-fi kind of punk underground style of storytelling. I'm liking this blending.
I'm also proud of Kala, because I feel like, remember in the first season, she kind of was very reserved. She was kind of in the background and, you know, dealing with her own problems. But slowly throughout the season, she's been kind of getting in the way. I mean, especially when Wolfie brought up, he was like, I was surprised you were going to be there. And she's like,
why? Hell yeah, I'd be there.
I care about
that
you.
That little rant was hilarious.
It was
probably wasn't a good idea to bring a rocket launcher to the... Was there a rocket launcher? There wasn't a rocket launcher there.
No, but he's always using it.
Yeah, which is kind of funny.
Like, I think it was mostly bringing back to the first season.
Remember that time you used a rocket launcher and effed everything up?
That crap. That's what we're going to be talking
about.
We're
not doing that. We're going to have some smart stuff.
Kala's never going to live that down.
No.
But,
no.
But at the same time, it was really cool how she, like, obviously in the fight with Leela, she was like, bring it, bitch. And then the same thing with this.
Yeah,
she was, like,
she was just right into it.
Together. And I was like, Kala, get it. Get in
there.
The
cluster is growing. Jeez. They're becoming stronger.
Finally.
Yeah,
I was really happy. It did feel kind of like a movie where it was like enough of a beginning, middle, end, which it is like that with every episode, but like this episode really like amped it up. So I know the last episode of this season is going to be insane.
So excited.
So, quick round of predictions. Here we go. Last episode.
Okay, bringing it out.
Alright, let's start on that end of the table, and then we'll bring it over here.
Okay.
Oh, I hate being the first person doing this. Go.
Yeah,
I can't think of something right now.
No, you can't go? Joelle, go.
There's so much that can happen.
Okay, so, Angelica, and who was that other link to the past cluster?
Jonas.
Something fishy here. Something not adding up. The more I watch Angelica and the more I watch Jonas, I'm like, this feels wrong.
Yeah.
They need to be away from these people. Like, and they're in your head, and Whispers is working really close with them. Yeah. But every time Angelica just kind of inks out, it's like, oh, it's not my fault. I couldn't do it. I killed myself. I'm not buying it anymore. Something is wrong, and I'm worried about our cluster and their proximity and who we can trust. Also, Wolfie has been pissing off a lot of the wrong people lately.
He needs to get out of Berlin.
He needs to leave Berlin very fast.
Regard for his care, like his care at all. And now they're inside of your brain, and I don't like it.
They've been kind of windling down Will slowly throughout the season. I don't even know.
I feel like Will's got Riley, is my feeling. It's like Riley is like always there.
Will's back. I feel like Will is back to who he is. He's cop. She's like, I missed my cop. And he's like, he's missed you too. I think we're going to get full powered Will. If that makes sense.
Yeah, I think
next
he'll be
episode,
back in this game.
He's going to be on his game. Yeah. He's going to be orchestrating whatever's going on.
If not, Riley will definitely be there to have his
I
game.
Don't know how, but I want them all to be together physically in the same space. Though that's actually very dangerous, I think.
That's
because
horribly dangerous. That's the worst thing that could ever happen.
But I want them all to
put
them
in a room and then imagine if they're all in the room and that box is a bomb. Are you kidding me?
They're not all going to go to Bombay.
No, they're not going to go to Bombay, but maybe she'll bring it. I don't know.
I want Leto to be fully out in his relationship. I want, like, Kala and Wolfie to be together.
Yes.
Like,
I want progress from our first season.
Amanita has been here from the beginning just believing this. I would like her to see people. I would like Amanita to be
nice. That would be awesome for her to meet them.
She did.
Yeah.
She saw Riley.
She saw
That's
Riley
as far as
phone.
We've gotten. But
and I saw Leto on the movie screen.
I know Amanita has zero doubts, but like I feel like she deserves to see everything.
Yeah, no, I feel like she
should.
So
all
the
respective
dark.
Lovers
or
deserve to see
all
everybody.
Or could they have, like, a Skype session or something?
You know? I was like, we're all going to go to Hangouts. We all have phones?
Yeah, come
on. What's happening? Let's all walk around and get pizza.
Cat might not, but...
His stepdaddy can find him a thingy. Like, I don't know what you're talking about.
There's no reason why they all should know who everybody is.
Yeah. Like, we can all do this on our phones.
21st century people, come on.
Technology.
But either way, I think that it would be nice to finally get some sort of, not like super closure, but like enough.
Yes.
A few of our sensates.
Definitely.
Yes.
Oh my God, we have a lot to cover. Anyway, so, last episode, next week. I mean, obviously last episode for now, until we get next
Did you guys
year.
Peep the title of the next episode?
Nope.
No.
I didn't even touch it. I'm too afraid.
Can I tell you? No.
No.
I know. It's your heart. Let's see what the title is.
No.
Why?
No.
She's like, no.
It's a good title.
Close it.
It's gone.
Don't put it in the chat.
Yeah, please.
I see you.
Somebody tweeted something a little bit.
No. I'm going to do this. Anyway.
Well, and then we don't know how, but maybe we could maybe try to live stream us watching it.
We're going to try. Maybe I'll put like a Facebook Live or something while we're watching it here or something. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out. So next Monday, y'all, it is going down in Sensate
Town. All right.
Where can the beautiful people of the internet find you, Zach, on that end?
Everyone can find me at Zach with a CH Silverman 2 and at my website, thezachsilverman.com.
And you all can find me online at Carrie D. Lane. That's K-A-R-I-D-L-A-N-E. And you can go check out Instagram and Twitter and all that for photos of Royalty Clothing. I had some other clothes yesterday. I'll have some more tomorrow. And then also, close up, I have these manga nail wraps from Espionage Cosmetics.
They're beautiful.
And they're adorbs. Thank you. So you can see the photos of those online as well.
Dope. I'm Joelle Monique. You can find me all over the internet at Joelle Monique every week at blackgirlnerds.com. And Sunday with this lady doing the Jedi stuff.
Yes! I'm so excited. I'm needing some more ladies on that show.
Jedi.
Sorry, Mark and Michael. I love you too.
We too.
Yeah. You guys can find me again. I'm Alexis Torres all over the interwebs at atorres890. I'm on just this show, Wynonna Earp with Carrie Lane,
Sunday
Alliance with Joelle on Sunday. And then obviously, I'm slowly uploading stuff for my wedding vlog since the last 35 days.
Y'all can be bombarded with photos if you follow all of us. It's gonna be ridiculous.
It's gonna be ridiculous. But anyway, definitely check us out there. Again, guys, thank you so much for joining us about episode 10. We will be here for the season finale of Sense8 next Monday. Tune in.
Yes.
Have a wonderful July 4th, everybody.
Be safe.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.